This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're trading viable NFL talent for draft picks, I don't think the draft record of this front office gets you all giddy about that. And I know Andrew Berry's been hindered by no first-round draft choices the last 3 years and no second-round draft choices in two of the last three drafts. But I took a little look at this, and I give me your thoughts on this.
Okay.
Out of this year's draft class so far.
Okay.
Okay, this year's draft class.
Just Browns, right?
Is that what just Browns.
Okay.
Nobody's made an impact. There have been no impactful players yet. Keyword is yet. Michael Hall, Zach Zinter, Jamari Thrash, yeah. Nathaniel Watson, Miles Harden, Briggs.
They've had opportunity. They just haven't made an impact. How's
right.
that sound?
Well, opportunity doesn't mean squat if you don't make an impact with it, I don't think, personally. In the 2023 class, so last year, seven picks. I think three guys have been okay. Cedric Tillman looks like he's on his way. DeJuan Jones looks like, I think DeJuan could be really good, but he's not there yet. And Cameron Mitchell. So that's three of seven picks. The other four, not so much. In 2022, you had nine picks. I think you missed on about six of them. It just it doesn't seem to be working. All right? I think Martin Emerson, pretty good player, third-round pick. Alex Wright, I think he looks like a pretty good player. And Jerome Ford. Jerome's serviceable for a fifth round pick. You've done just fine. David Bell, Perrion Winfrey, Cade York, Michael Woods, Isaiah Thomas, Dawson Deaton. No impact. They keep bringing in guys who don't seem to click. And I wonder why. In 2021, they had eight guys who they drafted. They nailed two of them. Whether you like him long-term or not, Greg Newsom can play in the league. And Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, arguably the best draft choice that this front office has made. Second round, you traded up to get him. After that, Anthony Schwartz, James Hudson, who's been serviceable. Tommy Togiai, Tony Fields, who's been serviceable. Richard LeCount, Demetric Felton. You're missing guys like crazy. You're just not hitting picks. And the first draft that this crew has had, Jed Wills can play in the league. You might not like him, but he can play. Grant Delpit, I like him. Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips, Harrison Bryant, he can play. But Nick Harris, who you gave up on, then brought back Donovan Peoples-Jones. Our organization has not hit on these drafts under Andrew Berry. And so that makes me think about the trade deadline. All right, well, what are you going to do with them? Honestly, Andy, I think it's 37 picks. They've drafted 37 guys. How many of them have been absolute hits? And I don't mean like star Pro Bowl players, but hits. Greg Newsom.
Yeah.
JOK.
Yeah.
MJ Emerson, even though he's had a rougher year.
Yeah.
And Grant Delpit. I think those guys, yep, absolutely. They can play. And then I think there are some others.
Tillman is emerging, but that's
I couldn't agree with you more.
He's emerging.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. There are a couple of other guys who I think, yeah, there's still a good chance here. I think Tillman looks great, but it's been three games. DeJuan Jones, yeah. I love him long term. Cameron Mitchell, I think Alex Wright might be pretty good. But overall, this crew has not drafted real well. And that pains me. Now, again, you haven't had first rounders for the last three, and you've not had second rounders in two of the last three. But this is where it goes back to our first point in the show. The Haslams need to know, is this guy our GM moving forward? Is Kevin going to be our coach?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they've got
Are they
that
a
feeling.
Package deal, Andy?
I don't know.
The Haslams need to make some two big decisions here.
I wonder, like, people who are so passionate about Kevin Stefanski one way or like, I don't have that. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good play caller. I think the way he's handled the transition to give up play calling has been pretty rock solid. He didn't get too high last week.
Didn't work
when
yesterday,
they won, today. And he didn't get too low yesterday. Yeah. Although everything's on me, right? Everybody wants to say everything's on me. Everything's on me. And I've said it 1,000 times. Eventually, it is going to be on you, and you're going to be looking for work.
Yeah. Alan sent me an email today, and he said, "You know, Kevin always says it's on him. Never bashes his players.
Never.
Maybe it's time to say we just got our butts kicked."
Well, that's
and,
okay.
And the,
still
got,
not...
and the players got their butts kicked.
Who's the scapegoat then? Who's it going to be?
I don't know. Here's the other,
feel like it's going to be Ken Dorsey.
Here's the other decision that's interesting. Let's get into that in a second. Here's the other decision I think the Haslams need to make. They need to decide, okay, do we like Andrew and Kevin enough that we can think that 2-7 and a season that is toast for the big picture is a blip on the radar screen? Do you think they can think we have the right guys?
You can.
And 2-7 is a blip on the radar screen.
You can if you've lost complete faith in Deshaun. It's the only way you can do that. You have to. You're basically blaming everything on Deshaun. Everything. If you can do that and walk away from it,
or the decision to bring him in.
Well, it's one. I actually think it's more about the play on the field than it is about the decision at that point too.
Although it cost you 3 picks, and more. Three first rounds.
I still feel like when you go back to that moment when they decided he had told the team no, and you say to yourself, why didn't we just listen? He said he didn't want to come here. Why did we chase after him? Why were we mad
at
Baker?
Say that again.
Why did we?
He said he didn't want to be here.
He said he didn't want to play here. Yeah. That's okay. I didn't have a problem with that.
First team
did
out
you?
Of the finalists. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem. He didn't want to play here. I was like, okay, I get it. I know.
Who's and then here's the decision then. Then who said, all right, let's go, let's make it worth his while?
I think Baker forced their hand. I think they got so upset with Baker because Baker said, well, you want somebody else? Go get somebody else. I'm done with you.
I want traded.
I mean,
not that Baker was the answer, because I don't think he's one of the top, you know, as I mentioned, elite guys in the league, but I don't think there are that many elite guys
in
the league.
I think the front office or the Haslams felt like they got stood up. Like they, you know, they were all set to go on the date and the date never happened. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh,
been there, I've got my
old girlfriend. And maybe I can go out with my old girlfriend again. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. So that's where that whole thing kind of played out. I really think that it was. I'm going to say it. Deshaun was an impulse buy because Baker had said, we're done. He had to have been. He told them no. He said, I don't want to come to Cleveland.
Either that, Andy, or they thought that he was the guy and it didn't really matter what Baker said and they were going to come back at him anyway.
But they wanted to talk to Baker after he said no.
Well, I don't.
They wanted
great.
To go back after Baker after they
that's
said,
great. I mean, it's working out great for Baker now, but you know his team's not knocking on the Super Bowl door.
I don't know. I feel like the team went on a bender for a weekend, and all of a sudden we're still paying for it right now. It's where you're at. It was a bad weekend.
Went on a bender for a weekend, huh?
And they woke up, and the next thing you know, they're trying to figure out why Zach Galifianakis has a baby around the front of him, right? That's what it felt like. Because this is the ultimate hangover.
Lewis is in Shaker. Lewis, you got about 45 seconds.
Hey, Lewis.
And that's all I'm going to need. Deshaun Watson, it's a moot point. Baker went much better. The season is done. We are horrible. It's only one thing left to do, which will make me feel better. Beat Pittsburgh. I don't care what else you do. You can lose the rest of the games. Beat Pittsburgh twice. an obvious static. That's all we need to do now. That's it.
All right, Lewis.
He's right. I thought the same thing. I'm like, what are they playing for now? What's this roster going to look like after tomorrow at 5? And what are they playing for? And I thought the same thing. You know what's going to be crazy? Watch they roll off, I don't know, 5 wins out of the last 8. And it will be like...
So much for that high draft choice.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I hope they don't play for
which I think is better anyway.
I hope they don't play.
If you can win football games, go win football games.
Go win.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.